Hello, and welcome to Dinner at Yiffany's with your host, Takum Ironhoof. Before we begin, I just want to remind everyone that we've got a Patreon. With tiers starting as low as $1 per month, you can show even more appreciation for the work that we do. At the $5 tier, you will get an exclusive Dinner at Yiffany's sticker. And at the $20 tier, you will receive an exclusive t-shirt as well as a poster of our Season 3 artwork created by the wonderful artist Vega. Also, I wanted to let everyone know that if you're attending Furry Weekend Atlanta this year, or as it's better known, FWA, I'll be hosting a panel on how you can get started in the world of voice acting and the fundamental things that you need to know before diving in. It would absolutely thrill me to impart what wisdom I have with all of our listeners. For the panel, I'll be asking for volunteers to voice characters for an episode of the show as well. This is the perfect opportunity to not only get started, but also a way of contributing to the fandom at large. We sincerely hope to see you there. And speaking of furry conventions, from August 29th to September 1st, the 6th edition of the Digital Villainy Summit, or DVS, will be taking place on Bacarto TV. DVS is an adults-only online furry convention with a silly supervillain bent. Each year, the organizers gather artists, entertainers, writers, and all kinds of other colorful community members to raise money for charity. With a virtual dealer's den and plenty of events in music, gaming, and other nerdy and kinky interest, there will be much to choose from, and you can enjoy it all from the comfort of your own home. For 2024, DVS will be raising money for the Transgender Education Network of Texas. TENT is fighting hard for gender diverse equality in the Lone Star State, and every dollar is important to their mission. On tonight's episode, an anthro male learns firsthand how ferals are able to knock up anyone after being allured by this beast's scent and sultry words. Please enjoy How Ferals Are Made by A Bad Choice of Words.
You like my scent, don't you?
He reeked. I'd caught my first whiff from across the room. Everyone else had too, but they were all being polite. Still, there were glances and too many steps back. And the whole party actually parted when he'd made his way over to me. Ferals like him always smelled strong. Most tried to hide it, so fair's fair. The rest of us tried to hide our reactions. This one, he didn't hide a damn thing, smell or sight. Back and forth, side to side, all of it swung free between his legs, where every soul couldn't help but see. They still did their damnedest not to stare. But me, I stared. I'd been staring. I couldn't stop staring. He had seen it. Seen me. All the way from the door. Now his snout poked where my neck met jaw. His nostrils, his fangs, his tongue. He was huge everywhere. Just as tall on all fours as I was on my two.
You want more?
I think I did. A lot of me did. Other more sensible bits didn't. Not here, not in front of so many eyes. But those bits were so small, and his were so fucking big. He pushed me, backed me to the hall, then down it, step by stumbling step, through an unlatched door. Had he known it had opened? Would he have rutted me up it if it had been locked? His tail slapped it shut, his tip flicked the latch, and then we were alone, more or less. The party kept on partying. They'd hear us. They'd have to. Not that there was anything I could do about it, or wanted to. He was long down there. I mean, most ferals have a bit of reach for mounting and such, you know? But this thing pushed out past his belly, and more kept coming. Also, girth, dear gods, he was thick. Almost too much to fit both hands around, let alone anything else. Almost. His was tapered at the tip. Big old bulbous spearhead that ended in a fat, jutting spout. And from the sag of those even more bulbous balls beneath, he'd pump mammoth loads from it.
You want it all.
He came on again, nudging and nuzzling and backing me across the room.
My rump hit the arm of a couch. He took another step, put me up over it. I'd been horny before. Who hasn't? But this was seeing him, smelling him, feeling him. He had my insides hot and tight and trembling. I was panting. I was gasping. It wasn't fear. Most of it wasn't. My knees shook. My thighs, too, parting further, further, inch by wavering inch until I was spread for him. His meat beat down between, and in that huffing breath, I wanted my pants gone so it'd rest raw on my bare breeding hole. Breeding hole. Not ass. Not rump. It wasn't just the back way to my prostate, to be pounded for pleasure. No. This was where a cock like his, hell, his alone, was meant to go. My hole'd been made for him. I'd been made for him. My hands went to my belt, then my button, then my zipper. His foreclaw hooked the half-open front and tore my jeans wide. He tugged those tatters down my knees, then ripped my underwear away. I couldn't even care about them. His big breeder flopped hide to skin across my cock and balls, and the belly of it beat against my hole. He reeked. That sour, salty stench of his sweaty male musk flooded over me. My eyes met his tip, his spout. He winked at me and sputtered something cloudy clear. Those broad forays pressed to my shoulders and pushed me back along the couch until my tailbone perched atop its arm and his hips braced on mine.
You want it raw.
I didn't, did I? That was risky, dangerous. I'd heard all the stories. Everyone had. Don't take a feral bear, no matter the hole, no matter your sex. Wasn't sure I believed any of that, I mean. I was definitely male. How would that even... But part of me did believe. Fucking hell, I wanted that. Worse, the rest of me, the sane bits, also didn't want to see him wrapping that thing up, hiding all that dribbling, throbbing glory in some ugly rubber. No, fuck no. Plus, finding one, getting it on, that'd take time, and not just a short bit for how much of him there was. This couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. He couldn't either. And he didn't. His hips rocked back and up, and his breeder slid down my front. God's that cock! His flare, his spout dragged back over mine, so small by comparison, then across my sack. Then his tip slipped beneath, between my legs. He left a trail, musky sweet on me. I drank it up. His shaft danced. He pushed his into me, filled my thigh gap, kissed my pucker. My pucker kissed him back. His head came down on mine, his breath hot on my face. Spicy, meaty. He swallowed. He rumbled. Was he nervous, too? No, couldn't be. Not a beast like him. Not with his spearhead already spreading the crack of my rump. So I put my hands to his muzzle. His snout, his lips, thick fur, not quite shaggy, but more than enough to sink my fingers into. He was so warm underneath, almost as much as the stuff his spout spread all over my sinkhole. That drained down my crack, down my dangling tail. Another glob lurched from his tip, then another. Drip, drip, drip on the wood of the floor.
You'll be mine after this.
He grinned, big and broad, full of fangs. I didn't answer, just stared back into those yellow, slitted eyes. So bright, so narrow, so sharp. I couldn't hold back my shiver. I couldn't hold back my moan.
All mine.
He pushed it in. It wasn't a jerk or hump or thrust. It was one long, slow, steady press of his spear that pried my ass wider than I'd ever been and packed every inch full of him. My legs bent, my arms. I dug claws into the sofa, toes into their shoes. He kept going, kept putting in more. Fuck, fuck! Might have been screaming, but my muzzle was buried in my chest. He had all his weight on me, on my face, on my everything. I could barely breathe through all that fur. It wasn't really because of the fur. His musk. Every inch of him stank of sex. And not just normal sex, on a bed or any other sofa. This was sweaty, snarling sex. Two beasts mad with rut. One about to fuck the other's brains out and a litter in. Was I beast, same as him? It felt true. It felt right. And he knew. Couldn't not.
I'm gonna make you a mother.
The first hump came slow, soft. Then he pulled back, almost off of me. The next came firmer, deeper. He rocked away again, but his balls lingered on my tail. The next, faster. I still shook inside after he pulled back. Next, harder. His sack slapped the armrest, and those tremors went up my spine. Deeper!
You want that? My seed? My spawn?
His tongue dragged up my muzzle all the way to the top of my head.
Won't have to wait much longer.
He didn't say more. He didn't have to. His tip flared tight in my bowels. His bass drummed on my prostate. He pumped in, out. Couldn't not know what was coming. This is how ferals are made. He shoved it in, stuffed it, held it longer. It trembled. He hissed. He snarled. He dragged it half out and shoved it back in. His breeder's belly beat fast inside me, much faster than his blood. Something splashed inside me, hot and wet. He slammed it in, drove his fat flare far as he had fit. Then his whole length pumped, pumped, pumped. It wasn't even wet, just a swelling, hot mass inside me growing from his spout, spreading out. He was roaring, felt it through his chest, his breeder. I roared right back and splat ropes onto his belly fur. He didn't stop. He didn't. He just kept coming and coming, stuffing every inch of me more and more. How'd he have so much? My belly ached, my legs, my whole, and still more pumps, more heat, more him, more, more. It gushed out of me and splattered on the floor and made a fucking mess. I don't remember his last shot. I don't remember when his roaring stopped. I do remember that big beating rod resting inside me, all warm and thick and seeping. He had done it. Couldn't pretend he hadn't. With that much? Only question was how many of his whelps I'd be carrying. Still didn't know how, but I could feel it taking. His breath came softer now, but that was all I could hear. Nothing, not a single sound seeped in through that door. There'd been a party. Was it over? No, things had just been starting, and what we had done hadn't gone that long. Had it? No, no. Everyone out there was listening. But it was fuzzy trying to think about that, trying to be worried or scared or ashamed. He purred, low. It rumbled so soft all around me and so firm inside. This was good. This was safe. He was good and safe. I could hide under his fur forever. That wasn't true. Not quite. Not yet. He gave a grunt, pushed up and pulled back. My hole hung on, but bit by bit, he dragged his breeder out. It popped free, and a whole lot more something hit the floor. I think my pants were down there. Sure weren't hanging from my ankles anymore. He sniffed at it, at me, my hole, huffed, trilled, snorted, then...
I'll take you home.
I think I nodded. Tried to mumble, yeah. That big, fuzzy body came around to my side, dipped down, and I rolled off the couch onto his shoulders and hips. It wasn't so warm, not until I'd settled on and wriggled in. Then, all that heat held under his fluff. I purred, a cub again, even more than I'd ever been. He rose, turned about, and took steps. Stopped. The latch clicked, just in front of us. The door moaned open. He padded through to the hall and kept on down to its end. They had to be watching. They had to be whispering. I couldn't hear them. I couldn't care. His heart thumped loud, proud in my ear. I pressed myself deeper until we were outside. It was still chilly, I think. Hard to be sure with how warm he was. Made everything else feel like winter. I didn't hate that, though. He hit the street and turned left. My place was somewhere right. I hadn't told him where. I hadn't told him my name. We going to yours?
We are.
I wanted to see where he lived. I wanted to ask him his name. I think I need new pants.
You do.
He sauntered along beneath me, father of my kids, and I didn't even know what to call him. But it didn't feel the right time to ask. Not yet. What time was it? Sun seemed dim, but his fur was too lovely to lift my head and check. Gonna get hungry. Didn't eat much before you... Yeah.
I cook.
Oh? That made a silly picture in my head. Him, reared up over a stove, toiling with his fours. Guess his kind didn't all just order out, or hunt, or whatever. Well, if he was gonna make me dinner, I couldn't complain. Got some good family recipes? He nodded. He purred. I can't wait to try them all. I'd be eating for two. Three? He purred louder. Made me want to drift off in his fluff. You know what we should do after? His shoulders shifted, his head tilted. I wiggled up to him, stroked his neck, putting lips to his ear. You get back in me, and we make sure.
And with that, we've reached the end of How Ferals Are Made by A Bad Choice of Words. Continue to listen here, as well as The Voice of Dog, where Rob McWolf and the Friends of the Fireplace bring you even more wonderful tales from around the furry fandom. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to our Patreon members as well. In the top tier, we have Chestnut Luna, Dembles, and Fowler. Being in the top tier, you have no idea how big that is for me and the podcast. It's truly humbling to have the support of amazing folks such as yourselves. The support you have all given is beyond what I had ever imagined. From the bottom of my heart, I thank each of you. For our other patrons, Benji Bay, Dream Merchant, Equisaz, Lazalome, Wasson, Wolflord, and Wolfie Wetfur, you guys are amazing as well. Each of you have been and continue to be instrumental to our success, and I'm proud to say that I know each of you. And to everyone who's listened to any of our episodes, thank you. Each and every time someone listens to our work, it really does mean the most to myself, the authors of these stories, and the voice actors that bring the characters to life. We hope to do this for a long time and continue bringing you furry erotica from all over the furry fandom. We sincerely hope you enjoyed tonight's tale. And if you did, make sure to let us know by leaving us a comment on our website or your platform of choice. We love hearing from our fans and proudly display those comments as publicly as we can. Links to leave a review will be in this episode's description. Good night, and come again.